Longing for light, we wait in darkness. Longing for truth, we turn to you. Make us your own, your holy people, light for the world to see. Christ, be our light, shine in our hearts, shine through the darkness. Christ, be our light, shine in our church gathered today. Longing for food, many are hungry. Longing for water, many still thirst. Make us your bread, broken for others, shared until all are fed. Christ, be our light, shine in our hearts, shine through the darkness. Christ, be our light, shine in our church gathered today. Many the gifts, many the people, many the hearts that yearn to be loved. Let us be servants to one another, making your kingdom come. Christ, be our light, shine in our hearts, shine through the darkness. Christ, be our light, shine in our church gathered today.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My dear friends, you're very welcome to our celebration of Mass this morning on the third Sunday in the season of Lent. And as we gather to hear the words of God, to participate in the celebration of the Eucharist, we are mindful of those who are fearful or anxious today, those who are in any kind of need, and we bring them before God in our prayer.
Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
Christe eleison.
Christe eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. O God, author of every mercy and all goodness, who in fasting, prayer, and almsgiving have shown us a remedy for sin, look graciously on this confession of our lowliness, that we who are bowed down by our conscience may always be lifted up by your mercy, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. A reading from the book of Exodus. Tormented by thirst, the people complained against Moses. "Why did you bring us out of Egypt?" they said. "Was it so that we should die of thirst? My children too, my cattle?" Moses appealed to the Lord. "How am I to deal with this people?" he said. "A little more and they will stone me." For the Lord said to Moses, "Take with you some of the elders of Israel and move on to the forefront of the people. Take in your hand the staff with which you struck the river and go. I shall be standing before you there on the rock at Horeb. You must strike the rock, and water will flow from it for the people to drink." This is what Moses did in the sight of the elders of Israel. The place was named Massah and Meribah because of the grumbling of the sons of Israel, and because they put the Lord to the test by saying, "Is the Lord with us or not?" The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
O weary nation of thee,
Carnegie, our Lord, our Shield.
Irna, O Irina Shea Yokti, Leven Yertayas Loivas Achish Leven Yofa, Rug Shebua Wofi.
Kanegi Aron Nuada Chirna, O Rin Shea Yokti,
Chanik Kriyoka Hilena Krinya. Slo no orne Gorda gisa chirna a crioca vaila Agus nocti gay worn of his door
Carnegie aron nuada chirna Orin shea hafi
Carnegie salam dan chirna le shangli Is the foam that lore she took a gig or hella foam stuck his arca, the one cheer now or me.
Carnegie are on to a God's cheer now, or in shame.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus came to a Samaritan town called Sychar, near the land that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Jacob's well is there, and Jesus, tired by the journey, sat straight down by the well. It was about the sixth hour. When a Samaritan woman came up to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "What, you are a Jew, and you ask me, a Samaritan, for a drink?" Jews, in fact, do not associate with Samaritans. Jesus replied, "If you only knew what God is offering, and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have been the one to ask, and you would have been given living water." "You have no bucket, sir," she said, "and the well is deep. How could you get this living water? Are you a greater man than our father Jacob, who gave us this well and drank from it himself with his sons and his cattle?" Jesus replied, "Whoever drinks this water will get thirsty again. But anyone who drinks the water that I shall give will never be thirsty again. And the water that I shall give will turn into a spring inside him, welling up to eternal life." "Sir," said the woman, "give me some of that water, that I may never again be thirsty and never have to come here again to draw water." "I see you are a prophet, sir. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, while you say that Jerusalem is the place where one ought to worship." Jesus said, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation comes from the Jews. But the hour will come, in fact it is here already, when true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. That is the kind of worshipper the Father wants. God is spirit, and those who worship must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that Messiah, that is, the Christ, is coming, and when he comes, he will tell us everything." "I who am speaking to you," said Jesus, "I am he." Many Samaritans of that town had believed in him on the strength of the woman's testimony, when she said, "He told me all I have ever done." So when the Samaritans came to them, many more came to believe. Then they said to the woman, "Now we no longer believe because of what you told us. We have heard him ourselves, and we know that he really is the Savior of the world." The Gospel of the Lord. It has been said so much over these days that we live in unprecedented times. While the restrictions of this health crisis impose physical distance upon us, it is all the more important that we experience and strive for spiritual and emotional closeness to God and to one another. The Samaritan woman in today's gospel may not have felt very close to God, but Jesus bridges the gap. He comes to her and offers her the water of life. He transcends the divisions imposed by race, nationality, religion, and gender. He overcomes the barrier of social distance and offers a spiritual and emotional closeness. He reminds her that where we worship, on this mountain or in Jerusalem, is not as important as how we worship, in spirit and in truth. My dear friends, I know that many of you listening today are saddened at not being able to worship at the heart of your community. But it is at times such as these that Christ is especially close to us in our hunger and our need for his presence. Trust that he is not far from us. The spiritual and emotional closeness of Jesus will sustain and comfort us in our hour of need. Trust in him. Hold firm. Take heart. Trust in the Lord. And so we offer our bread and wine, and not just our bread and wine, but we bring to the Lord all the prayers of our hearts, the anxieties and fears of our mind. We lay them before him, asking him to transform them, to give us hope and to give us strength. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation. Through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, which earth has given and human hands have made. It will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation. Through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Lord, wash away my iniquity, cleanse me of my sins. And so we pray today, my brothers and sisters, that this sacrifice, the sacrifices of all our lives, may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept this sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church. Be pleased, O Lord, with these sacrificial offerings, and grant that we who beseech pardon for our own sins may take care to forgive our neighbour through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Jesus your Son. For when he asked the Samaritan woman for water to drink, he had already created the gift of faith within her, and so ardently did he thirst for her faith that he kindled in her the fire of divine love. And so we too give you thanks, and with the angels we praise your mighty deeds as we acclaim.
Sanctus,
Sanctus, Sanctus Dominus Deus Sabaoth, Regis Concedit Aeterna Gloria Tua, Hosanna.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, Fintan our Bishop, the clergy, and all who minister to your people. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, so that together with the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, with Saint Joseph, her spouse, the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may we praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honour is yours, forever and ever. Amen. At the Saviour's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil, and graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Saviour Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign for ever and ever. And we take a moment as we anticipate the coming of Christ into our hearts and our lives to pray for the gift of his peace, for the peace of knowing that we are kept safe in his love, for the peace that he promises to each and every one of us. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Agnus Dei,
qui tollis peccata mundi, miserere nobis. Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, miserere nobis. Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi,
in this moment of communion, we are very close to God in this time when the veil between heaven and earth are lifted away. Wherever you are, I invite you to make an act of spiritual communion, to share in this closeness that Christ invites us to. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most blessed sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I give you my heart and my soul. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, assist me now and in my last agony. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, may I breathe forth my soul in peace with you. Amen. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, I place all my trust in you. Let us pray. As we receive the pledge of things yet hidden in heaven, and are nourished while still on earth with the bread that comes from on high, we humbly entreat you, O Lord, that what is being brought about in us in mystery may come to true completion through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Direct, O Lord, we pray, the hearts of your faithful, and in your kindness grant your servants this grace, that abiding in the love of you and their neighbour, they may fulfil the whole of your commands, through Christ our Lord. Amen. May Almighty God bless you all. May he protect you. May he keep you safe from all harm. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your lives. Thanks be to God.